It was a debate heavily seasoned with talking points. Both Davis and Dirksen-Londrigan have collected plenty of them, some dating back to their previous 13th District election contest in 2018. That's when Dirksen-Londrigan first established a major theme of her campaign, framing a call for access to health care in the context of her son's battle with Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
And I know every day of my life that if we had not had access to good medical care, I would be a mom of two and not three. And if we hadn't had good insurance, it would have bankrupted our family. So making sure that every person has access to quality, affordable care is my number one concern.
Another Dirksen-Londrigan talking point is mentioning Congressman Davis's vote for a failed attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act 3 years ago. Our 12 votes, as the Springfield Democrat described it last night, Davis said all but one of those votes were procedural ones that didn't affect the final outcome, and they were in service of a Republican replacement bill he says would have preserved a key provision of the ACA.
The one vote that counted protected pre-existing condition coverage for every single American because it's personal to me. My wife's a 21-year cancer survivor, and every single time Betsy Londrigan and her corporate PAC-funded allies like Big Pharma come after me and they say that I want to get rid of pre-existing conditions, that's an attack on my wife. It's an attack on my family.
Linking his own health care proposals to his wife's battle with cancer is one of Davis's major campaign themes. Another is promoting bipartisanship. The Taylorville Republican said a lack of bipartisan planning was the real reason for the Trump administration's slow progress against the coronavirus.
Not one time in my 7.5 years as your congressman has anybody come to me and said, we need to address a national stockpile issue. We need to work on pandemic response. That's got to change in the future. And that's why I've introduced a bill to create a coronavirus commission to Monday morning quarterback this thing to death after it's over.
For Dirksen-Londrigan, the failure belonged to the Trump administration, which she says failed to coordinate with state efforts.
Well, with no national plan in place, states were pitted against one another, frantically trying to figure out where they could get protective gear for their essential workers, where they could get testing, how they could build it. We have to do better, and we can do better, and we should have done better.
Dirksen-Londrigan said the nation could also do better in the area of police reform and racial justice. The Democrat called for more police training to handle interactions with people with mental illness or addiction problems, but also so officers could identify their own implicit racial bias.
We have to address the message, though, that has been brought up by the protests because it's so important. It's about knowing and seeing that racism exists in every corner of our society.
Davis said he saw the same problems and believed they could have been addressed by a Republican bill that Democrats quashed in the Senate.
There is a role for Congress to play, which is why I co-sponsored a companion bill of Senator Tim Scott, the only African-American Republican in the Senate. And it's my opponent's supporters, Senator Durbin and Senator Duckworth, that voted not to even allow that bill to be debated. Many of the issues that she just brought up would have been addressed by passing that bill.
Davis and Dirksen-Londrigan debated from podiums placed 6 feet apart in the WCIA studio. Davis had pushed back against plans for debating from remote locations, insisting that the two candidates meet in person. The reporters asking questions were linked in from remote locations in Decatur and Springfield. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.